Caraway tried to remember a prayer from Sunday school, but came up with nothing, wishing he hadn't spent all that time staring up Karen Woolley's dress. He could see body parts peeking out from behind the cabin doors, brain matter and guts. A man's head, the top chewed off, sat propped up against the wall, his dead gaze unwavering. Words, illegible, foreign, and insane, were scratched into the blood-stained walls alongside symbols that stabbed into Caraway's mind. Tears began to stream down his cheeks, and beneath the creaking of the ship, Caraway thought he could hear the walls whispering his name. His feet started moving quicker as the voices grew louder, and before long he was running. He rounded a corner and fell to his knees, tears pouring from his eyes. His flashlight clattered to the floor, flipped over and rolled to a stop, sending a harsh cone of light diagonally across the room. Piled high, from deck to ceiling, were hundreds of bodies, their heads smashed in, their limbs broken, their innards torn out. The whispers became screams, echoing in his skull and threatening to rip him apart. He pressed his hands to his ears when someone whispered behind him,
"Om Mani Padme Hum."
Caraway let out a scream and fired wildly until his hammer clicked uselessly. The green llama stepped out of the shadows, his footsteps barely touching the deck, his face hidden beneath his hood. On the middle finger of his right hand was a rainbow ring of hair, what the green llama called the Jade Tablet. He held up one of Caraway's wild bullets and turned it over between his fingers. "Even in terror, your aim is true," he said in a calm, ethereal voice. "God damn it, green llama," Caraway swore, clutching his chest. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath. "The fuck were you thinking?"
"My apologies, John," the green llama said, bowing his head. "I didn't mean to startle you."
"Scared out of my goddamn mind and you're whispering in the dark," he growled. He wiped his eyes with the back of his sleeve and holstered his gun. The green llama walked past him toward the pile of bodies. "I'm guessing you already did some looking around."
"There are children," the green llama said mournfully, his face grim.
Caraway glanced uncomfortably at his feet and began to make the sign of the cross when he stopped. Only a twisted sort of deity would have allowed this to happen, he decided, one that seemed to take pleasure in the deaths of innocents. A cold feeling washed over him, and Caraway felt oddly glad he had forgotten his prayers. He walked over to the green llama, the sweet, pungent smell of rot beginning to take hold, tickling the inside of his nose.
"We have seen many horrors in our time, John, but this," the green llama said. "Every man, woman, and child murdered at their own hands."
Caraway opened and closed his mouth as he tried to process what he'd just heard.
You can't be serious."
The green llama gave him a mournful nod.
"How can you be sure?"
"There's blood and skin under all the victims' fingernails, significantly more than if they were simply fighting off an attacker."
He indicated several of the victims' hands. Caraway could see large chunks of bloody flesh hanging from their nails, and the pit in his stomach became a black hole.
"Look at the wounds and bruising as well as the placement of the bodies. Bits of skin and muscle can be found in their mouths. Contusions match the shape and size of hands and impromptu weaponry. I even found several victims with their hands wrapped around each other's throats."
"It all indicates a ship gone mad," Caraway finished grimly. "What in God's name could have made them do this?"
"I don't know, John."
"Not yet,"